I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
Sacramento's official home for phone scams. Every morning at 6:10 and 8:10 and on the radio.com app if you search The Wake Up Call. What do you got lined up today?
Melissa's boyfriend, Tyler, just started his own security company, but it specializes in cybersecurity. So I thought this would be fun for our favorite conspiracy theorist, Don Quake, to misunderstand what kind of security he does and call Tyler to hire his own personal security because he thinks he's being followed.
Mm. It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Tyler.
Yes, it's Tyler.
Is there anybody else on the line?
No.
Okay, that's great. My name is Don Quake. And I understand that you are a security expert, correct?
Cybersecurity, correct.
Okay, great. So I need your assistance on something because I have a big problem.
Okay, what's the issue?
Okay, well, to understand this story, I need to go back about 11 months now. I applied to work at the Secret Service. They turned me down because they said, let me get the paper. Hold on. Where are my glasses? Hold on a second. I got them. It said, and I quote, "Mr. Quake, we appreciate your interest in the Secret Service, but unfortunately, you do not meet the physical or age qualifications." That's what it said. So you can understand why I'm furious. I'm a patriot, and I want to protect this country and the most powerful man alive. So what I did when I got back was I wrote a letter to the editor to the Natomas Buzz. And guess what happened now?
I don't know.
I'm being followed.
Okay. Is there like a cyber component of this whole everything? That's mostly what I do. I'm a cybersecurity expert. So
here's the thing. The Secret Service works for the government, and the government, they know exactly what they're doing. But what they don't know is that I know what I'm doing. Wink. So what basically I'm saying is I'm on to them. They're following me. And what they're doing is they're following in different cars that they switch out all the time. But you can tell because the car is always white. They also are following me on foot. But they can change into different kinds of people. Sometimes I'm being followed by an Asian woman who's a little heavy set.
Okay, sir,
and other times I'm being followed by a Middle Eastern middle-aged man. And sometimes I'm being followed by my grandson. They could even put on makeup and be him.
That it sounds like you need
Security.
A private investigator or like a personal security detail. That's
yes.
not what I do.
Thank you very much. Now you're talking.
That's not what I do. I'm a web and cybersecurity expert. I deal with email hackings, website hackings.
Okay, well, I have an email right here. I printed it out. What are you going to do about that?
I don't know. I can't help you. I'm sorry. I really can't. I'm not the person to help you.
Okay. I see what's going on. You're one of them. Ah, I should have known.
I'm not.
Don, you're smarter than
one
this.
One of them. You need a private security investigator or a security detail. I can't help you, sir. I really can't help you. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, then one other thing then, Tyler, before I get going, is that none of this has been real at all. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a phone scam. It's a prank phone call. None of it's real. Your girlfriend Melissa was the one who emailed me and wanted me to do this to you.
Oh my god. Oh, that's good.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.